relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today. Welcome, dear friends, to Second Amendment Friday here on America First with me, Sebastian Gorka. Car Firearms is fighting for America. Car executives stand with America First, willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand up for liberty. Please support our new Second Amendment Friday sponsor, Car Firearms. Check out their amazing range of American-made sidearms at KAHR.com. That's KAHR.com. We have yesterday's attempt to announce the legislation to pack the Supreme Court based upon the idea that it is full of extremists, full of racists. It's not just that. It is also those inside the Biden administration, including the UN ambassador, who believe that our founding documents are racists. Listen to Emerald Robinson, White House correspondent for Newsmax, asking this question to Jen Psaki. Cut 11.
Essentially the same lecture, though, that the Chinese delegation gave Secretary Blinken in Alaska last month. So does the president think our founding documents are racist?
I would say that I will leave my comments to speak for themselves. And certainly, I think most people recognize the history of systemic racism in our country. She was speaking to that.
Systemic racism, echoing the ideological message that we are genetically late racist in America. I know somebody who might have an opinion on that, proudly representing the people of Tennessee, a good friend of America First. Welcome, Senator Marsha Blackburn.
It's good to be with you. Thank you so much for having me on today, and happy Friday.
Happy Friday, indeed. Not so happy when we hear those comments. Your response to a White House press secretary, and then we'll talk about the Supreme Court packing, who says that, yeah, basically, America is racist at its core.
I have to tell you, Sebastian, I talk to people every day in my community, in my church, in my state, who are working diligently, who have a heart for helping other people, to reaching out to people, to opening doors of opportunity, for building bridges. And I was talking to a group of college students this morning, and we were talking about how important it is to help people that feel as if they are needing it or have been underserved in the community, whether it's education or health care, and the importance of being able to do that and continue that service to your fellow man so that we, each and every one, have equal opportunity.
And the threat, they're using this same language, Senator Blackburn, with regards to their attempt to put four more justices on the Supreme Court. They're saying yesterday, you heard it, it was not only members of the House like Jerry Nadler, it was your Democrat colleagues in the Senate saying that there are racists, endemic racists in the Supreme Court, and that's why they have to pack it with Democrat nominees. Is this a serious threat? Can they do it? How seriously should we take it?
Well, one of the things that we all know is that as the Democrats came up with these, ideas that they were going to make D.C. a state and Puerto Rico a state.
Yes.
They were going to end the filibuster, and they were going to pack not only the Supreme Court but the federal courts. And people would say, oh, that will never happen. And now it's coming to pass that they are pushing these ideas forward. And you have the left wing of the Democrat Party, a lot of leftists, and they are determined to push this all the way to Joe Biden's desk. But we are standing against this. We do have the filibuster in the Senate. The people of this country do not want to add two new states. They do not want their state to give up their constitutional duty and responsibility to handle elections in their state and in their home community. And we know that this is going to be a time where we have to push back and fight back every single day.
Follow her right now, blackburn.senate.gov, and on Twitter at Marsha Blackburn, the senator proudly representing Tennessee. Senator Blackburn, I, as somebody who's, you know, not in the administration anymore, never ran for office on Capitol Hill, I'm always intrigued by the response to this question. When I ask this of the representatives we have from the Republican Party, and I'd like to ask you as a senator, one of 100 senators in America, are there people who have the letter D behind their name who you can talk to reasonably about these issues? Or has the whole party truly been captured or hostage to the extremists?
There are people in the Democratic Party that we can work with, that we can have conversations with, that we can, on different issues, deal with them, whether it is trying to deal with some of my virtual youth protection agenda and privacy and data security online, whether we are dealing with some of the issues of human trafficking, dealing with advanced manufacturing. Yes, there are those you can work with and have conversations with. The unfortunate thing for people that belong or are a part of or identify with the Democratic Party as we used to know it, is they feel like they no longer have a home in the Democratic
Yes.
Party. And I have talked to so many who say, you know, I voted for Joe Biden, but I did not vote for this. And I think that Democrats need to realize that this is going to hurt them in the long run, because what is going to happen? Those individuals are going to begin to identify as independents. They're not going to identify as conservatives, but what it causes is for them to be much more open-minded to the message that we as Republicans, as conservatives, have, because they know that what they're hearing out of the Democrats right now is not accurate.
She's the author of The Mind of a Conservative Woman, Seeking the Best for Family and Country, Senator Marsha Blackburn. This is Friday. We call it Second Amendment Friday. What is your, and we know Tennessee, great Second Amendment state. What is your message to those who think, this is just another regular Democrat administration? Our Second Amendment rights really aren't that much in danger under Joe Biden.
Oh, my goodness. Beware. Just beware, be wise, be watchful, because Democrats, the left wing of the Democrat Party, which is really setting the agenda for the Democrats right now, they are determined to go after you.
No, we lost you there. We lost you there. The left wing of the Democrat Party is determined to go after what, Senator? Are you back, Senator Blackburn? I think it's clear they're going after the Second Amendment. You heard the senator. It is different. This isn't just another Democrat administration. This is an administration that is influenced by a radicalized Democrat party. You heard Biden on the campaign trail. He said to Anderson Cooper, bingo, bingo, we are going to take your weapons away from you. We had Beto O'Rourke said, hell yes, we're coming after your guns. He may not have become president, but the spirit of what he represents that he let out of the bag when he was running is really what most of the Democrats believe today. Marsha Blackburn, are you back?
I am.
Sorry, we lost you there for a second. We've got a minute left. Yes. So how? Tell us that this isn't just another Democrat administration with talking points on the Second Amendment. This is qualitatively different.
Oh, yes, it is. They have set this as a goal to diminish your Second Amendment rights. And they would like to have a national gun registry. They would like to tax guns and ammo differently. They would require a fee for registering guns. They would limit the types of guns that you could use. You know, they keep talking about assault rifles and making that terming the AR-15, which is a model number
yes.
of a gun, terming that as an assault rifle. These are all things they have on their to-do list, and they're going to continue to push for that, and we're going to continue to fight to preserve Second Amendment rights.
Well, we are so lucky to have you there. By the way, the AR-15, the most popular centerfire rifle in America now, thanks in large part to the Democrats. She's Senator Marsha Blackburn. Follow her at Marsha Blackburn on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Next, the Vice President of the Heritage Foundation. Let there be no doubt, big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. So why exactly are we choosing to give these big tech companies all of our personal data? The battle lines have been drawn. Big tech has made it clear which side they're on. Now is the time to take a stance. Protect your personal data from big tech with the VPN I trust for my online protection, ExpressVPN. See every device, whether you're on the phone, laptop, or on TV, has a unique string of numbers called an IP address. When you search for stuff, watch videos, or even click a link, big tech companies can use that IP address to track all your activity and tie it back to you. When I use ExpressVPN, my connection gets rerouted through their secure encrypted servers, so these companies can't see my IP address at all. My internet activity becomes anonymized, and my network data is encrypted. And the best part is, you don't need to be tech savvy at all to use ExpressVPN. Just download the app on your phone or computer, tap one button, and you're protected. So stop handing over your data to big tech companies whose aim is to censor you and spy on you. Defend your rights and protect your internet activity with the VPN I use every day. Visit expressvpn.com/GORKA. That's expressvpn.com/GORKA to get 3 extra months free. Go now to expressvpn.com/Gorka and learn more.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
Did you know we interviewed President Trump on Tuesday? Have I mentioned that today, Jeff? I'm not sure I did.
Yes, first hour.
I can do it again, right? Are there any limits?
Couple more times
in this segment. For 30 minutes, we interviewed the 45th president. Check it out, rumble.com/Seb Gorka. He didn't hold anything back. It was quite the interview. Check it out, rumble.com/Seb Gorka. Car Firearms is fighting for America. Car executives stand with America First, willing to put their brand's reputation on the line to stand up for freedom. Please support our Friday Second Amendment sponsor, Car Firearms. Check out their amazing range of U.S.-made weapons at KAHR.com. That's KAHR.com. First things first, market report. We had a caller call in half an hour ago to say, those movie recommendations from that Carafano chappy last week, excellent, excellent, excellent. The Firebase one, the Go Tell the Spartans. You've got some fans out there, Jim Carafano.
Did we didn't talk about the other movie.
Which other movie?
Right, so we were talking about great Vietnam movies,
yes,
right?
Correct.
And so the other one that we talked about the other day.
Right.
It's called Danger Close, which is a true story
of an Australian.
It's actually an Australian New Zealand battalion at the Battle of Long Ton. And it was 100 Australians were surrounded by 2,000 North Vietnamese regulars.
Clearly the Vietnamese don't know what the correct ratio to defeat Australians is.
Apparently so. And it's a true story, a very, very good film, really, really great effect. And you know,
what vintage?
I think it's a relatively recent movie, actually. I'm not absolutely sure. But it inspired me to go back and watch We Were Soldiers. And so for folks who don't remember this was a film that Mel Gibson made.
Yes.
About another true story, which is the first major American combat against the North Vietnamese Army regular in Vietnam, I think it was in the Ao Chau Valley, and it was called the Battle of LZ X-Ray, and his unit helicoptered in, and they helicoptered in on top of a North Vietnamese division. Unbelievable battle, and one of the most, there was a platoon that actually went out and when the North Vietnamese division, and they were actually cut off and surrounded, and then for 24 hours, literally they held the hill, and they were surrounded by what's called same thing, danger close. So danger close, the exploding radius of an artillery shell is 50 meters, right? And so you never call in fire closer,
right?
Than 50
you shouldn't
meters
do that,
because. But so danger close means you bring it within 50 meters, which means literally shrapnel is raining down on
it,
you.
It means the plan didn't go as expected.
Right. So literally they are surrounded by a wall of explosions because they ran out of ammunition. They had no ammunition. And that's what kept them alive. Unbelievable story. And the platoon leader was killed. The platoon sergeant was killed. And a young sergeant, I think his name was Savage, literally held these men together. Really not, unbelievable bravery.
All right, incredible, so that's Danger Close. Check out that We Were Soldiers, Go Tell the Spartans, and then Firebase
Gloria.
Gloria.
The Battle for Fire, or something like that.
Okay, right. Fabulous. All right, let's. He put a suit on today because he did an interview on video before us with Buck Sexton, because that's, you know, the ranking order here. No, he is back at work at Heritage. Because he wants to look, he's a good platoon leader. He's showing the way it should be done. Join them today, heritage.org. Follow him, JJ Carafano, on Twitter. I was just listening in a little bit to your discussion with Bunk. I just don't get it.
I do.
The Russia thing is schizophrenic.
I get it.
It's total. But explain what this administration is doing with Russia.
Yeah, it is. But I mean, this is literally like getting in the Wayback Machine with Mr. Peabody, and this is Putin and Obama.
So redux,
exactly.
Okay. And so unpack that.
But on both sides. So look, when people say, "Let me tell you what Putin's going to do next," they're lying, because even Putin doesn't know what Putin's going to do next.
You know how I describe him? Because I was back in Bragg on Monday, and I told the guys the way to understand the. I don't care who's in the Kremlin. Just an anti-status quo actor. Right. Whatever they can do to embugger the world, they will embugger it.
Right. So, and this is, Putin is, you know, they say chess and check. Putin is a tactician, right?
Right.
And he can do that. He's not reckless, but he's willing to take risks.
Yes.
And the reason why he's willing to take risks is he can get away with them and pay no price. Domestically, he's not going to pay a price. Nobody's ever going to, like, invade his country.
Right.
So he can afford to throw things around. So what he does is he throws some stuff out there, and you see what happens.
Right. People destabilize, see if it's good for us,
yeah.
If it's not.
They don't do anything. I take Crimea, right? They do something, I stop. Well, and I'll be back tomorrow, thank you, right? So he set up this situation, and he's just pushing. And Biden did exactly what an Obama would do, right? It's called creeping deterrence. So what I mean by creeping deterrence is I want you to stop, but I don't really want to put a lot of effort into it. So I slap your hand. You know, it's like the screaming child. You be quiet, right?
I kind of want you to stop.
Right. And then if you don't, then I was like, you be quiet. I told you to be quiet. And then, you know, pretty soon it's like, no dinner, right? So this is Lyndon Johnson in Vietnam. I want to do Great Society program. I don't really want to deal with foreign policy, but I have to be tough on communism because people will vote for me. So I send three guys, and then I send 10 guys. And the reason why it doesn't work is because of asymmetry in interest.
Can I just break it?
Right.
It's like the old joke about the British copper who doesn't have a gun, who shouts to the bank robber, halt! halt, or I'll shout halt again.
But the problem is there's a symmetry of interests and influence, right? Putin is willing to put up with a lot. And yeah. So you just keep doing this. It just shows that you're weak and you're not. And Putin's betting you're going to stop before he does. Yeah.
You're going to cave. You're going to blink before he does, because what is he going to lose?
Right.
All right, we have to discuss this story about the Russian bounties in Afghanistan. So now, of course, the intel community says to the Daily Beast that story is not so reliable. Your reaction to this story that was used to attack the last president?
Well, look, anytime anybody agrees with intelligence that fits their when the intelligence is really either not inconclusive or not clear or not ironclad, and you have a situation where the people that the intelligence works for their politics and they all believe it, and other people who say, well, the intelligence doesn't work for their politics, so they don't believe it, that's when you got to be skeptical.
Yeah. And also incredibly dangerous, in addition to the mirror imaging that is one of our greatest flaws in the intelligence community, expecting adversaries and enemies to think and act the way we do as Americans. We saw it in Iraq. We saw it with the British intelligence community. Any point at which you even begin to see the traces or the indications that intelligence analysis is being shaped to meet the expectations or selectively handled to match predisposed views of the world, bad news.
You have to put it in context, right? So Trump doesn't care about Americans being killed. Show me one day when the Trump presidency, when the president didn't worry and care about the lives of the men and women under his command.
Right.
And we said, a lot of bad things can happen, but you know what? We're not going to have another Benghazi when I'm here. And if somebody tries that,
oh, I got to tell you this.
Slap him silly.
I got to tell you this. This isn't classified. I was in the Oval with a completely another issue. I think it was Iran, just the two of us. And out of the blue, he said, with regards to Kim, I do not want to go to war in the Korean Peninsula again. That really struck a chord with me. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We've only just begun with Jim Carafano from the Heritage Foundation. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know that? I don't read a script. I've lived it for more than 2 years now. This product is providing relief to tens of thousands of Americans across the country, people like you who thought they would no longer be able to find relief from their daily pain, like Alicia in California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That could be you. That should be you. And there's only one way to find out. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
First of all, let's deal with the question that the president is labeling a hoax. The question of what we as news consumers should be making of this reporting from the New York Times and from NBC News. Do you, in your reading of this reporting at this stage, knowing what you know, find that reporting to be exaggerated and to be worthy of the label of hoax?
People should be very concerned by the allegations. I have reviewed many of the materials around this allegation. I'm very concerned. It's not a hoax.
President Swalwell, excuse me, Congressman Swalwell, 9 months ago saying the Russia paying the Taliban bounties for killing U.S. troops. It's not a hoax. I guess he doesn't read the Daily Beast. We are back with Jim Carafano, Vice President of the Heritage Foundation, J.J. Carafano on Twitter. We've got to talk about the other big national security story, Iran. Let me ask a naive question. Is the return to the JCPOA Iran deal in any way, shape, or form possibly a good thing?
Yeah, for Iran.
Oh, my God, I was worried there for a second. You had me there for a second. Okay, so unpack why it's bad for good guys.
Well, because all it really does is it gives Iran access to the rest of the world, and they take that cash. Remember, this is a controlled
trade access
economy, and they're going to funnel that money into their weapons programs, into their surrogates, into really locking down control in their own people. So it's just re-enhancing their authoritarianism.
Strengthening the regime.
And their ability to destabilize the region. So that's the downside. There is no upside in the sense it's going to affect their nuclear program in any way. And you know, this is what people got to really wrap their head around. The Iranian nuclear program is not a conveyor belt where if we do something, it slows down. And if we don't do anything, it speeds up. The reality is, and this was true when Obama was president, they already have the nuts and bolts they need to make nuclear weapons. The decision to go nuclear is not one of infrastructure. And I know that's a little heavy for people because apparently understanding what infrastructure actually is complicated now. But what will decide whether Iran wants to go nuclear or not is a political decision, not a physical decision, right? They will go nuclear when they think it's in their interest to do so. So if you want
nothing about the deal.
Right. At
empirically
all.
Stops them.
No.
Okay.
It's when you change their calculus so they fear to go nuclear, that's what's going to stop them. Not a deal, but the political calculus that if they go nuclear, they're worse off than when they started.
As a child of those who escaped a dictatorship, second naive question, Jim Carafano. Do these kinds of deals with dictatorships ever really work? Whether it's the Soviet Union, which breached the bioweapons treaty within hours of Nixon signing it, whether it's Iran with the original JCPOA deal, whether it's Hitler and the Munich deal, isn't there just...
Only if they fear the consequences of
yes.
breaching the deal.
Yes. Yes. Will
is worse than the benefits to them of doing that.
It's and in this case, what do they have to fear?
Exactly. Right. So they sign a deal, and if they don't like it, they breach it. And they'll pay no cost for that.
You said something very interesting when we were chatting in the green room about this is all facultative anyway, because if they take it to the House or the Senate and they have to discuss sanctions, you think it's potentially even dead in the water then, the resumption of trade.
Well, there are people that argue for the U.S. to agree to go back to the deal under the 2015 law that Congress has to actually approve that.
But they didn't the first time. This wasn't a treaty originally.
Because the way they set up the law was Congress actually had to vote to not do it. So
now
they would have to vote to do it
because they're resuming
right.
trade.
But the reality is Biden can do an awful lot to relieve sanctions, you know, with his authorities apart from Congress. But you could actually see bipartisan support in Congress against that, where the Congress might actually vote, and the president then would be faced with like vetoing, you know, prohibitions against him relaxing. So it could get really messy.
Right now, are you hearing? Is that a possibility?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, there was bipartisan concern about Iran. And you remember Schumer and these other guys, they weren't really big supporters of the Iran deal. Now, I think in the end, they're going to want to go with their president, but he's making it very, very difficult for them. You know, the reality is, well, first of all, just so everybody knows, because, you know, we're sending the vice president to the border, right, to Latin America to find out what the root causes of the border crisis are. And I could savor the trip because the root cause of the border crisis is Biden. And, you know, they're having a lot of problems in foreign policy with the Russians, with the Iran and China. And the problem is Biden. So I mean, they're just bad policies.
Did you hear that, Kamala? If you want to work out why there's a problem at the border, that office you have in the West Wing, you just turn that, go left. Down about four doors, and on the right, there's two Secret Service guards standing there. It's called the Oval. The guy who's the problem, he's in there. Sage advice, we are up against the heartbreak. In the meantime, Jim Carafano, we'll have you back next Friday.
Thank you, my friend.
JJ Carafano on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Sadly, we're living under a Biden-Harris administration, and we all have to navigate the fallout of the barrage of executive orders. We have a good idea of what these are going to mean for the country. More debt, more regulation, slower growth, and higher taxes. Congress continues to expand spending, and the Fed has no choice but to keep printing money at an accelerated rate. This causes the dollar to fall and gold to increase. Add in recent talk of the so-called Great Reset, the multinational elite enacting a digital wallet currency, and just think of the implications of all of this and exactly what it'll do to your personal finances. The importance of owning physical gold and silver has never been stronger. Time to create your own gold standard with a call to the dealer I do business with. Call the experts at veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. Call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653. Online at MidasGoldGroup.com.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First, brought to you by Carr Firearms.
Complacency is a weakness that patriots cannot afford. For this reason, Carr Firearms is teaming up with America First in 2021. Carr believes Americans shouldn't be afraid to publicly stand up for our freedoms. This is about more than being a gun enthusiast. This has become a very personal issue, struggling for the soul of America. Carr wants America First listeners and viewers to know that they are not afraid to publicly support Second Amendment Friday. Check out their weapons, KAHR.com, U.S.-made firearms, including the home of the Desert Eagle and the semi-automatic Tommy gun. That's KAHR.com on your internet search platform, as long as it's not Google. Now, we are joined by a man who... Very rarely do I get studio envy, but I have studio envy right now. He is the host, the creator, the mastermind behind the Warrior Poet Society, John Lovell. Welcome back to America First.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me on, Sebastian.
That is the wickedest green screen I've ever seen. It looks like you're actually...
I was kidding. It is real.
I know it's real. I'm trying to be funny. That's the British accent.
He just doesn't.
Okay. for those listening across the nation to the radio, he's sitting in the most beautiful, idyllic, I don't know, terrace looking onto a forest. I'm sure there's a pistol range down below. It looks perfect. Okay. This is far too enjoyable. Stop it right now. I'm looking at his YouTube channel, and he's got right at the top. I just want to check this out. I've heard about these Arex Delta Gen 2 handguns. I'm going to watch that video when I get home tonight. But I'm looking at YouTube, and I'm going to ask the question. They terminated our account last week because they're fascists. It's okay. We're on Rumble now. More than a third of a million subscribers already. Rumble.com/Seb Gorka. Is this why you created your own network? Talk to us about the WPS network and everything else you're doing, John.
Radical leftism seems to dominate all of big tech. The media, the legislative and executive branches, far-reaching control. And now that they have so much control, it seems like they have no upset at showing their true colors and being the fascists that they are. I do believe we're borrowed time. And though you were kicked off last week, even though we have a big audience there and we're breaking no rules, we're still going to get kicked off eventually as well because I don't fit the narrative. I love constitutional America.
More than a million followers on YouTube. So talk to us, because it could happen sooner or later. Talk to us about what you have done to create a place where you can talk about things like, the Second Amendment and the U.S. Constitution and things like, warrior ethos. What have you done, John?
Sure. We've created our own Warrior Poet Society network so that we can control our own content. And I don't have to be scared about all the muzzles of political correctness or leftism outrage. We can just speak the truth plainly. And if you disagree, great. We'll be all right for it. But it's a place where truth can actually live. It's our own streaming service. It's an app, WPSN.
Tell our listeners and viewers what kind of things they can see on the Warrior Poet Society network.
We've got binge-worthy and entertaining shows. We've got some news, variety shows. We've also got a lot of training. A lot of people jump on because my full pistol and rifle classes are there. We've got long-range precision classes, up-close knife fighting classes. So just a whole bunch of content. Check it out. You will probably love it.
All right. I got the app. You've got to get the app. Go to watchwpsn.com. As in Warrior Poet Society Network. That's watchwpsn.com. Let's look at the last few months in America, what's coming out of the White House. I've got to ask you the question. I'm going to discuss this on Newsmax tonight with some great Second Amendment champions, 8 p.m. I'm guest hosting Grant Stinchfield's program. And this is the question I'm going to ask tonight. We see this all the time, whether it's Clinton, assault weapons ban, whether it's Obama, the best gun seller in the modern history of America, until Biden. Here's the question. Is this just another Democrat administration, or is this qualitatively worse, John?
I think we're in uncharted waters in terms of just the radical agendas. And I think Biden particularly, he's just a fall guy. They're using him. Somebody who's not really all there to push together all kinds of radical ideas, the dream list of the lefty. And as soon as all of that, what they wanted is there, he's pushed aside and the VP comes in, which is what they always wanted. And she'll greet us as somebody who can almost manage it and make better on it. But no, I think the left is going to try to get everything they possibly want. Tyrannically. Yeah.
So not just assault weapons, but registration, perhaps limits on ammunition. You're talking about a possible worst case scenario, John?
I think so. I think this term would like to end the Second Amendment as we know it. And as soon as they win a fight against something like AR-15s, they're going to go to the next thing, semi-automatic pistols, which have a similar ammo capacity. I mean, you can carry 15, 16 rounds in a pistol, and then that'll be the next thing. And then they'll want to go one more. And so they're constantly going to chip away until the Second Amendment doesn't exist.
All right. In the meantime, arm yourself, not just literally in terms of weapons, Second Amendment and training, arm yourselves philosophically and mentally with the right attitude. This is why I love what John does and what the Warrior Poet Society represents. It's a return to the values, not that America was built on, but what Western civilization was built upon. It's not just being conservative. It's not just being pro-Second Amendment. It's about who we are as a Judeo-Christian civilization and what it means to be a man in the classic sense of the word. And he knows it. He's been there. He's been in the arena representing and fighting for our freedoms every single day, not just as a warrior wearing the cloth of the Republic, but today with the Warrior Poet Society. Check out watchwpsn.com. Get the app for the Warrior Poet Society Network. Follow him, John Lovell 275. And dude, next time, it's got to be on the range that I meet you, okay?
You got it, man. All right.
Be strong. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you live from the relieffactor.com studios across the nation to millions of listeners and viewers. You know I love my pillow and how it literally changed my life. It's the pillow that won't go flat. You can wash it and dry it as many times as you want and it'll keep its shape. And it's made in the USA. Now, for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for just $29.98. That's originally $69.98, $40 of savings. And kings are only $5 more. That's the lowest price ever. Just $29.98 for the standard queen premium. And all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code G-O-R-K-A. You'll find the most amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-829-8468. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A, MyPillow.com.
portions of America First are brought to you by Carr Firearms.
When a radical Muslim jihadist blows up a school, we're always told, don't judge all people of the Muslim faith by the acts of a few. And I agree with that. How come the same rule doesn't apply to police officers? And that's why I said, if you hate cops just because they're cops, I'm not defending bad policing, but if you hate cops just because they're cops, then you're wrong. And next time you get in trouble, just, you know, call a crackhead. See how that works out for you.
Senator Kennedy, the next time you're in trouble, if you don't like the cops, just call a crackhead. Jeff, if I can do interviews or do my show from my garden looking over a forest, does that mean that I finally made it?
Yeah, why don't you do it?
You think I can?
Yeah, and you can smoke a cigar. You can make a whole special out of it.
I was thinking exactly. I would love to have the next guest, like John, be sitting there smoking a cigar. I mean, wouldn't that be cool?
It'd be a Good Friday thing.
Hey, McCathley, be careful. Let's go to your calls. Al in California has been waiting a long, long time. Thank you for your patience. Line one, Al.
Can you hear me, Sebastian?
Yes.
Did you get the stuff I sent you?
I have no idea. You'll have to be a little bit more specific. We get a lot of mail.
I sent you some pictures of my family and military genealogy in a padded mailer bag, and it's been gone 3 weeks.
No, it is probably being processed at our headquarters in Texas.
Well, I hope you get it. I spent some time on it.
Three weeks to get something through corporate is nothing. Nothing. So in the next 2 weeks I'll get it.
Okay, I'll check back next week. Listen, we have to do everything you can to get this bill in the Senate. They want to do psychological tests.
I know. Gun control stuff.
Well, listen, they want to register guns. It's going to be like prohibition. There'll be millions of Americans who won't go along with it. It'll fall of its own accord if it passes. Here's another thing. They want you to get a license to collect antique firearms. Now, who is using muzzle-loading Enfields for crime?
It's a non-existent problem. MS-13, Al-Qaeda. I mean, everybody's using muzzle-load. I mean, clearly. I mean, that Pennsylvania rifle, it's so concealable, that five-foot-long barrel. It's just perfect for high-speed crime.
Or a cap-and-ball revolver. And that's another thing. You've got mandatory minimums. It's not aimed at crime and criminals. It's aimed at the average gun owner who's not committing crimes. This is a very rotten, mean-spirited bill. It's an undertaking against the Second Amendment, and we all know that. This specific bill needs to go, and you need to put all your resources into defeating it.
Yeah, this is, I think, mean-spirited is a slightly diplomatic way of putting it. This is about your freedoms.
Listen, do you think you could talk to the boss to meticulously tear this bill apart?
I could potentially do that.
Because, everything in this bill, they want you to get licensed. The Second Amendment does not require a license or a psychological
test. Hang on. Let's be clear here. This is about civil rights.
Right.
I didn't come up with that, but it is true. The Bill of Rights is about your civil rights. And the Second Amendment is a civil right, and they don't want you to be a citizen. They want you to be a subject. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Stay on this channel.